The following is a 5-minute sample from the first part of this course. If you like it, you can pay for and download the entire course on this website. ESLPod.com presents Deadly Letters, a 15-episode murder mystery novel by Sarah Gachety. Hello, I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Deadly Letters is a 15-chapter mystery novel written especially for ESLPod.com's English Through Stories. Each episode has three parts. First, we give a short preview of the chapter, giving you a general idea of what will happen in this episode. Second, we read the chapter. And third, we give a summary of the chapter so you can check your comprehension. The definitions of the vocabulary words and a complete transcript can be found in the learning guide for each episode. Our first episode introduces us to the main characters of the novel, Derek Cruz, a college student, and his uncle, Jeff McQueen, a former college professor. We'll learn about Derek's Aunt April, and we'll meet a beautiful but mysterious woman. Let's get started. "This is a strange, strange email," my uncle said. He looked up from a piece of paper he was reading. "What is so weird?" I asked. It was 8 a.m., and we were eating breakfast in the kitchen. My old friend, Clara Dunn, is now a professor at California University, Uncle Jeff said. She wants to meet with me this week. And she says she wants to talk to me about something very important. I haven't seen her in over 20 years, he explained. We were both teaching at the University of New York, and we were good friends. But when I took a job at California University and moved to Los Angeles, we lost touch. We haven't seen or talked to each other for a long, long time. I didn't know she had moved to California, too. Did she say anything in the email about what she wanted to talk to you about, or why it was so important? I asked. No, not really. She just said that she is afraid about something, and she wants my help. That is why I think it's so strange. Clara Dunn is a very smart and strong woman. She isn't scared of anything. If she is afraid of something, it must be something serious, he said. Uncle Jeff looked at the email again. He looked worried. I better go, or I'll be late for my history class, I said. I picked up my backpack and put my books, notebook, and a big sandwich inside. It takes about 20 minutes to drive to California University, where I was a junior. As a third-year college student, I spent a lot of time in the library studying, and there was no time to come home for lunch. I walked toward the front door. Don't worry, I said. If anyone can help her, you can. Uncle Jeff looked at me with a smile on his face and said, I'm not so sure. I am, I said. Uncle Jeff was an English professor before he decided to quit his job at the university to write full time. Since he stopped teaching, though, he has helped the police solve several crimes. He found the criminal, the bad guy, when the police couldn't. He even solved a murder last month. He found out who killed a famous rock singer. The police had no leads and had no idea who the killer was, but my uncle figured it out. I opened the front door to go. And Derek, don't forget about dinner tonight. Your Aunt April will be here at 7.
That's the end of our 5-minute sample. If you like the course, click on the Add This to My Cart button at the bottom of this page.